this airport, in this county, and your flowage, which the county gets from Garrett, you know, a competitive disadvantage because of this tax that we should not be having to pay. And I hear that all the time about people going by the gas at Ocean City or Cambridge or Easton or Salisbury because to avoid that 23-cent tax.
Perhaps the committee could take a, perhaps the committee could take a position on this that might help us to go to talk to the General Assembly and perhaps the county council in terms of looking at the issue. We go up, the county goes up with a list of lobbying efforts to the General Assembly each year. And
can we then, as a committee then, can we send a letter to the county executive?
Right.
Asking them to advocate, you know, to have this tax taken off of avgas.
I mean, it's not only Georgetown.
It's every airport in the state of Delaware.
Yeah, it's
Every airport in the state of Delaware is faced with the same thing.
And Maryland doesn't do it. Maryland doesn't.
Of course not. This is a road tax.
I understand.
That's put on all gasoline in the state of Delaware. And the insanity of it is it also on avgas. But since it's avgas going in an airplane, you can get a form, fill out this form, mail it in, and they'll reimburse you that.
In four to six weeks,
right. So they've had our money for that time. But it's just illogical, irrational to have a road tax on avgas.
If it was at least dedicated to an aviation trust fund.
They might think you want to burn out your car.
You'd feel a little better about it.
You can't.
You
can't because it'll destroy your catalytic converter. The stupidest thing you can do is put avgas in a catalytic converter. It'll destroy your catalytic converter. You can't run avgas in your car.
You don't need a catalytic converter at all.
There is a Delaware Aviation Advisory Council, which I'm on, which is looking at the whole tax thing and how to fund aviation projects in Delaware. And there's a tax proposal in that which would put that 20, whatever people don't claim, or that 23 cents into a fund just for aviation projects in
Delaware.
Whatever
they don't claim.
That's not right.
You know, like you said,
they've taken advantage of people who won't. Or transients. It's taking advantage of the transients.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the state, guys. I'm just telling you
that's not right.
When they look at that, that's the state. No, that's not me.
No, I'm just saying. I hope you would stand up for that, because all that does is continue to keep the airports in Delaware at a competitive disadvantage to the traveling public. Because somebody go out here, and today's the day of the computer. People that's going to be traveling up and down the East Coast, they're going to go on, AirNav. AirNav, and they're going to look at the fuel prices of proposed stops. If they're headed down the East Coast, they're going to look at the fuel price, say, at Millville, at Cape May, Georgetown, Salisbury, Norfolk, whatever.
It gives you a 50-mile radius of all the ones.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, they say, I'm not stopping at Georgetown. So on a weekend, it's beautiful when we should have airplanes stopping and going up and down the East Coast. They don't stop here. Because our gas is 23 cents at least a gallon more than the gas just across the bay, 15 minutes away.
Maryland doesn't charge anything at all.
Nope.
And it's for jet fuel also. Same thing. Well,
I believe Maryland has a much smaller tax on. I wouldn't swear to it, but I did the research a while back on our surrounding states, and each state had a few pennies of a tax. Pennsylvania's a percentage, but anyway.
I would say we were way
above the rest of them.
The appropriate thing to do would be for the committee to take a position and send that position to the county council, you know, with a request to lobby for that if that's what you want.
The thing that's unique about ours is that it's refundable. No other state, at least in the surrounding area, refunds it. So it's sort of illogical to say we're going to charge you tax, but you can get it back if you go through the paperwork. You know, the state's betting, like Larry pointed, the state's betting that people aren't going to make the effort to get the rebate, so they're going to pocket what's the difference.
It's historically, they know that a certain percentage is not going to do it, and they count on that. But
the transit,
transit's not going to do that. So what's going to happen is the airports in Delaware, the vendors like Garrett, are going to continue to struggle to survive in this economy, because of a tax that's being collected that should not even be there. It is a road tax being put on avgas. Because when the original law was written, it was a tax on gasoline. Gasoline is a whole.
Can we